quite a turnout this evening.
I've seen a few delectable morsels tonight. You're not supposed to snack on the guests until after the ritual. That's rich, coming from a zombie. What's that supposed to mean?
Ladies, if you two could stop arguing for 5 minutes, perhaps you'd notice that we're being watched.
Ooh, is that new blood? I didn't see him here last year. He must be Clea's guest of honor. Or maybe we should call him the main course.
Let's go introduce ourselves.
Hey, hot stuff. My friends and I couldn't help but notice you're staring at us. Do you see anything you like?
Fiona, you're going to embarrass him.
Oh, come on. I'm sure he can handle himself. You can handle yourself, right? Yeah? I bet you could handle me, too. My apologies, darling. Fiona has trouble controlling her hunger, an affliction of the young. My name is Elise. It's a pleasure. And our phantom friend here is Flora.
Nice to meet you. This is your first time at the manor, isn't it? I don't remember seeing you last year.
Well, this is the only place to be on Halloween, you know. Gets wild around midnight. Oh, really? Mysterious invitation in your mailbox?
I suppose that means you were fated to be here tonight. Well, don't worry. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, we will. Fiona.
What?
I can't help it. He's really cute. You're really cute, you know that.
There's no need to be shy, sweetheart. You may not know it yet, but you're among friends.
I see you're making friends with tonight's party favor. Told ya.
Well, it's almost midnight. Don't get too friendly before the clock strikes.
I have big plans for you, my little misfit. Tonight is going to change everything. Enjoy the party.
So, it looks like you already know Clea. Hard to imagine she was ever in high school.
Clea is the host of the party this year. We have our traditions, and inviting someone from your past is part of that. It appears she chose you, but that doesn't mean we don't get to play too.
It just means we have to wait until midnight for the real fun to start.
Of course, that doesn't mean we can't enjoy a little bit of build-up. What do you think, ladies?
Oh, yes. Would you like to come with us to the study?
I could just eat you up, you know. We won't bite too hard. I've been waiting for a morsel like you for centuries. Sit down, darling. Kiss me. I need to feel your lips against mine. And watch me take my clothes off. Look how smooth and perky my tits are.
You want to touch them?
Feel my nipples hardening under your palm.
Give me your hand, sweetheart. I'm gonna suck your fingers and get them wet enough to slide up my dress and press inside me.
And I need your cock in my mouth. Fuck, I'm drooling already. Would you like to taste my pussy? I want to feel your tongue slipping between my lips and swirling around my clit. That's it. Let me straddle your face and grind down into your mouth.
Your fingers feel so good pumping in and out of me.
Fuck my throat. I don't need to breathe. Make me gag on your cock. Fiona's mouth feels good around your cock, doesn't it? And Flora's pussy is tight around your fingers. Harder, darling. Use your teeth gently on my clit while you pleasure the other ladies.
Harder. Harder. Right there. Don't stop.
Damn, Flora. His fingers are really that good? Switch with me. I want to turn.
Yes. I want to suck your cock so badly. You made me come so hard.
If you loved his fingers, you're going to adore his tongue.
Keep looking. I am almost there. Pressing myself into your face while Flora wraps her sweet lips around the head of your cock. Oh, you're tasting my nectar. Oh, you slide your tongue into my pussy. Oh, oh my God, your fingers. Oh, it's like you know exactly where to touch me. Rolling your thumb into my clit. Oh, I'm going to come all over your face. Oh, don't stop. It's been so long since I had a cock like yours in my mouth. Does it feel good? Moan into Elise's pussy. Lick her like I'm licking the head of your cock. You're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I've not known many men who could hold on while three gorgeous monster girls come all over him and play with his cock. I'm impressed. Well, well, well. Seems like you all decided to have a little bit of pre-midnight fun then. Well, it's my turn now. Look at me. Look at my naked werewolf form. I'm not the girl you remember. And I've brought you here specifically to fuck you. We hated each other in high school, but that didn't stop me from going home and thinking about you while I fingered myself to orgasm over and over again every night. I have always wanted you. And tonight, I'm taking you. Up off the couch. I'm going to get on my knees and lean over the back. And I want you to spank me. You heard right. Redden my ass. That's it. Again. Harder. Your palm feels so good against my ass. I've been so terrible to you. I deserve to be punished, don't I? Then, punish me. Fuck my ass. Slide your cock into me. Split me in two. I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me like I imagined you would. You tasted me. Now let me taste you. My tongue in your ass. My hand stroking your balls. Fuck, I can't just watch this. Elise, I'm gonna eat your pussy while you're with him. Flora, come up here and let me lick your sweet little cunt. I need to taste your flower.
werewolves have the best tongues. Go on, Clea. Lick me. Oh, your cock in my ass feels so fucking good. Now harder. Pull my hair, move my head. Push my face into Flora's cunt. No. Pull out and come on us.
Come all over our faces.
Mark us with your seed.
Paint us. We need it. You came so much. We're absolutely covered.
And it tastes so good.
To the last drop.
I love the feeling of it on my skin.
Let's go greet our guests and show them the gift splattered across our faces, shall we? The ritual is complete for another year. And you? Well, you were the perfect party favor. Thank you for coming. And coming.